The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America. The Brain.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is currently the president, CEO, and co-founder of Women Impacting Public Policy, otherwise known as WIPP, that's W-I-P-P, a nonprofit public policy organization with over 500,000 members advocating on economic issues for women in business. Barbara Kassoff is also the co-founder of Grassroots Impact Incorporated. That's a public policy strategies firm whose mission is to connect corporate America and political leaders to small business owners, including women and minority-owned businesses. Here to share a very important issue that's come up recently involving the SBA and women-owned businesses is entrepreneur and co-founder of WIPP, Barbara Kassoff. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon. Nice to be with you.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. All right, so I know you're a very successful business leader in your own right. Tell us, if you would, briefly, how did your career progress from owning and managing these telemarketing and communications companies to eventually taking on public policy with WIPP?
Well, as a small business owner myself, I realized the need to be represented in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I was paying the bills, and I saw the tremendous impact that policies, tax policies, and governmental policies had on my bottom line.
Yeah.
And I became curious as to what I can do, how I can feed my concerns and constructive criticisms and ideas into Congress so that we could make doing business easier and better and more efficient for business owners across the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of this issue, could you give us a little bit of background on this lump of coal that is the proposed rule that involves the SBA and women-owned businesses and their eligibility for set-asides for government contracts?
Well, it's pretty disappointing, Dave. Congress had passed a law in the year 2000, and the purpose of the law was to be able to set aside 5% of federal contracts to be awarded to women business owners. Women business owners, while they are a strong economic force in the country, and in fact make up almost 50% of the small business owners in the country, are only a small portion of federal contractors and aren't getting the number of contracts, their fair share of the contracts that they should be getting. That percentage hovers right around 3.3 or 3.4%. Well, Congress put together a goal for the agencies to be able to award up to 5% of those contracts. Even that is a really small percentage of possible contracts. Well, that happened in the year 2000. And since that time, the SBA, who was charged with putting together the rules to actually implement the law that was passed by Congress, has been studying and restudying all of the possibilities and issues. And they finally, on December 27th, came out with their proposed rule on how to implement this law. And as I said, it was extremely disappointing. But I guess after 7 years of watching them study and restudy the issue, not unexpected.
Yeah.
What they did is they determined that women business owners are only underrepresented in four categories. The categories are cabinet making, engraving, national intelligence, and other motor vehicle dealers. Well, we have hardly any women in those industries.
Right, right.
And so there's no chance of them, of many women qualifying as underrepresented, and therefore that's not going to help that percentage at all.
If I can interject a question, I mean, do you have any clue or indication of how those categories were chosen?
Well, there were they were given, the SBA was given an opportunity to pick the way or the methodology to produce the numbers. And they were offered four different methodologies by RAND Corporation,
mm-hmm.
who in fact did this study. And what the SBA did specifically and intentionally was pick the most restrictive category. And this category allows 0%, nobody, to qualify. They could have picked another methodology offered by RAND Corporation, which would have shown very clearly that 87% of the women are underrepresented. So it's very disheartening.
Yeah. Just for our audience and for myself, too, what exactly is a set-aside? I mean, how does that system work?
Well, it's a goal, and it says that in this instance,
yeah,
that 5% of the contracts would be restricted, and the agency would need to find, out of 5% of their contracts, they would need to find a woman business owner to qualify for this contract.
Okay.
So they're restricting 5% of their contracts.
In other words, setting aside 5%.
Setting aside.
And of course, you'd like it to be more than 5%, among other things.
Well, in the end, yeah, you know, 5% is a pretty pathetic number as it is.
Well, do you have a sense, and I mean, some of this might be just sort of the social history of America or the USA, but the 30% of business of all private firms nationally are women or minority-owned. I guess that's women-owned. Why is it that only 3.4% are able to access these, or 5%, or this small incremental number? What's going on?
Well, you look first of all at the fact that on the federal government's database,
yeah,
there are only 56,000 women altogether that are registered to participate in the federal contracting arena.
Hmm.
So right off the bat, you know that something is wrong. You know that they are having difficulty finding their way into the system, whether it's getting registered on the database, putting together the paperwork and the complex entry process that they have, or being able just to navigate, develop the relationships and navigate through the system so that they, in fact, can obtain a contract. In addition, it's a very costly and time-consuming process. It can take several years to develop those kinds of relationships where your firm would be considered for a federal contract, and then just to find that that contract, in fact, is let to a contractor that agency is accustomed to using and uses all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How many small business owners do you know have the time and the money to go through this process for 3, 4, 5 years when it's, in fact, not a real process that gives them a fair shake at getting the contract?
Mm. We're visiting with Barbara Kassoff. She's the co-founder and president of WIP. That's Women Impacting Public Policy, the website, www.wipp.org. Barbara, what is WIP doing? What are the initiatives in place or to look forward to in terms of raising awareness and then also impacting this policy or making an attempt to reverse this rule?
Well, we have an extremely aggressive outreach plan to attack this situation and really let the SBA and the government know what our reaction is in a very straightforward and meaningful way. Number one, the SBA's proposed rule is open for comments until February 25th. That means that every woman business owner, every small business owner has the opportunity of responding to this proposed rule. And if you check out our website at WIPP.org, WIPP.org, you will be able to, number one, see the actual proposed rule, and number two, find the instructions to respond to this rule. It's really critical that as many people as possible respond to the rule, because at the end of that comment period, the agency who will be gathering all these comments can decide whether or not to proceed with the rule, to withdraw the rule, or to make changes to the rule. So here's our opportunity to get engaged, to make a difference, not just to sit back and say, other people are deciding and I just have to live with it.
Sure.
But you can be aggressive enough and confident enough to know that your vote, your reaction, your comments really do in fact fact count. And if all of us respond to this proposed rule, then it's very possible that that rule will be withdrawn or amended so that it is palatable and something that we can live with.
Oh, thank you for that. WWIPP.org, again, that website to let your voice be heard, to register your comment about this recent SBA rule. And as you mentioned, there are instructions there on your website at WWIPP.org. In general, if a business owner, a minority, or a woman that owns a business is interested in getting involved, or anyone for that matter, is interested in getting involved with your organization, beyond this the specific issue that we're addressing this today, what would you suggest?
Well, I suggest that they go on our website, give us a call, send us an email. We need everybody to get involved. This is our time. We can make a choice to let other people make decisions for us, or we can become educated on the issues, energized by our ability to make a difference, and empowered to really make a difference. This is our chance. It's our time. We are at the table right now, so let's use our leadership and use our power to make decisions that are beneficial to our community of business owners, as women, as heads of households, as community leaders. Now is our opportunity.
Barbara Kassoff, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. It's WWIPP.org for more information about this specific rule. Does the rule have a name? I'm sorry, I didn't see it in the notes. This particular issue.
No, it's just the SBA's proposed rule.
Okay. Otherwise known as the lump of coal.
A lump of coal.
That's it.
It was our Christmas present.
Thank you so much for the work you're doing for women and minorities in small business. Again, Barbara Kassoff has been our guest on the Small Biz Brain. We'll do it again. We want to stay in touch with other issues that you're working on as well. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Small Biz America. The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.